Mariners and Astros at Minute Maid Park. Brad Peacock on the mound for Houston, looking to win his fifth straight start. He would get some run support early. We pick it up bottom two. Evan Gattis facing Sam Gabilio.
Evan Gattis deep to left field. Off the top of the wall right in front of the train tracks.
Here's a ball, and it's hammered down the right field line. That's a base hit. That's extra bases for Aoki. Scoring easily is Gonzalez, and it's a run-scoring double for Nori. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, and that's hammered down the left field line. That's a base hit as Aoki will score easily. Digging it out is Heredia.
Just gets up there and dares you to throw a pitch, and there's one to left field, and that ball is gone. Over the Crawford boxes for a home run. Gattis' second of the game, his 10th of the year, and it's 5-1. Strikeout number 8.
Here's the pitch. Got him looking! Brad Peacock! His 9th strikeout of the ball game.
Astros go on to win at 6-2 the final. Peacock picks up the win. He strikes out 9 over 7 innings. Not all good news for Houston, however, as prior to the game, Carlos Correa placed on the 10-day disabled list with a torn ligament in his left thumb. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Here's Astros skipper A.J. Hinch after the win.
Rotation, bullpen, you know, when we get hand the ball to Peacock, he's been exceptional. You know, almost the year in its entirety. There's, you know, one or two outings where he's lost his command and control a little bit, but man, he's been good whenever he's been able to be in the strike zone, have the type of fastball command that he had tonight. He's got a really good wipeout breaking ball. He broke out a few curveballs. I mean, when he's locked in the strike zone, his performance has been spot on.
AJ, what was it like for you, given what you've been through when George got hit in the first inning?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, you know, I think bad things happen in three. So my first thought was something bad was going to happen again. When we got out there and George just needed a little bit of time to get the feeling back into it. It was a little higher. My first fear was in 2015 when he broke his hand. But it was a little bit higher, but pretty sickening feeling to walk on the field, you know, not too long after talking about Correa and then George got hit. So fortunately for us, he came back. X-rays were negative. We got him tested. And he came back with a nice game, had a big hit. So, you know, we breathed a little sigh of relief.
Was he X-rayed during the game?
Mm-hmm. Gattis had to wait a couple days, and then he comes back and hits two home runs tonight. Is that just something he's capable of doing?
Yeah, I mean, they come in bunches. I mean, he can get hot with the best of them, and he can ambush you, and he can really do some damage, you know, and he's not getting the playing time that his skill level warrants. You know, he's creeping into it, and he's going to play tomorrow, and I'm trying to get him as many at-bats as we can and to kind of spread it out. He's had to be a good team guy and not get every day at bats every single day. But when I put him in there, the threat is always there, and his preparation's good. His damage has been really good lately, and I think that that's not forgotten on us, not forgotten on the group in there.
Back to Peacock, he was at 109 pitches. Seems like a lot after he started the season in the bullpen. But more importantly, in the seventh, you were on the steps. Why didn't you wanted to leave him in?
Yeah, well, we had a little bit of an issue in the bullpen. I mean, I had a couple guys I wasn't going to use. I got Harris on the DL. I got a couple guys that took it on the chin yesterday. So we had a short bullpen, and so did they. So I think both teams come out of the first couple games here having used their bullpen quite a bit. And I wanted Brad to finish the game. His stuff was really still good. And I think, you know, nowadays 109 seems like a lot. I think back in the day 109 is like just getting started and you're gonna go out for maybe one or two more innings. So it's the nature of the business now where you get above 100 and it's, you know, I feel like they've doubled the size of the number on the scoreboard that 100 pitches, like we should all, you know, call pause. But like this, you know, he was pretty strong at the end, so he'll be fine.
Dallas might be coming back soon, but with the whole rotation healthy, too soon to say how, you know, Brad fits in everything now?
Yeah, no, I mean, competition's a good thing, you know, and I think it's going to bring out a lot. You know, Dallas will obviously be in it. Lance will be in it. You know, Charlie's going to be in it. There's a conversation as to where to best utilize our weapons. And Brad Peacock's made himself a weapon, whether that's in the rotation or in the bullpen. He's been effective in both. We haven't even approached that conversation just because right now we don't know when that stuff's going to happen and how things can change. But he's going to pitch. He's going to pitch a lot. And nights like tonight remind you that, you know, the good version of him is really, really tough on our opponents.
Just philosophically for you, do you see more value in a guy like him out of the bullpen or as a
starter? Tonight I thought the starter was pretty good. So I think you know, it's easy to – a lot of theory. I don't have any theories on Brad Peacock. I think whatever utilizes the most outs for him in the most important times. I mean, it's a bigger topic than postgame. I think it's you know, I think we need to you know, congratulate him for a job well done, and it's been a continual job well done in the rotation. So he's going to start in 5 or 6 days.
Springer was so active tonight. What inning was their time to get him extra?
You have to ask him. I'm not sure, but there was a, you know, we hit for a while in the fourth, so maybe it was that inning. I'm not sure.
We got easy at all with him sliding in the third and the diving catch. I mean, he really tested out that wrist right away.
Yeah, I mean, George knows one way, so. Luckily, there's no wall involved.
In the eighth, that was a pressing situation. Typically, it would seem that you might go to Chris Stefanski, you might even go to Ken Giles in that situation. You wanted to, it seemed like maybe you wanted to give those guys off.
I didn't want to give them off. I was giving them off. I never want to, but yes, they were both unavailable pre-game. I mean, I decided that before the game.
And then Gregerson in that situation. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts about?
Well, Gregerson on Cruz is a pretty good matchup for us. Good slider, good history. I think he was 2 for 22 with double-digit strikeouts. He added a strikeout to it, so that was the perfect matchup that I didn't really want that to happen because that meant runners were on base, but when it came up, that was the move to make.
George Springer went 1 for 3 with a double, an RBI, and a run scored in Tuesday's win over the Mariners. Here's Springer after the game.
You know, you can't really think about pain or you know, be cautious, because at that point in time, you know, I'd be hurting the team. So, you know, I'm just going to go play at 100%, whether my body feels good or not.
Was it reassuring when you got the x-rays during the game? It was okay.
Yeah.
George, I apologize if you already asked this, but given the news today with Correa, how big was it to get the win? There's no letdown at all.
Well, yeah, you know, anytime a guy goes down, it's hard on the club, you know, no matter who it is. So it's going to be hard, you know, without them, but, you know, are going to have to step up and keep going and until he comes back.
Get the extra.
I don't know.
I asked that only because it didn't seem like there was a break for you this evening.
I honestly don't remember. I just went up there, I got one, and then I came back down and, you know, obviously kept playing.
Evan Gattis cracked two homers in Tuesday's win over the Mariners. Here's Gattis on his performance.
I thought after getting to the fastball, I'm pretty sure it's probably a borderline ball up and in. After getting to that, it's kind of more sitting soft, and I thought he had to throw a slider. Just kind of left it more middle, probably didn't want to walk me with two outs. And yeah, look, it wasn't his best one, the one that I struck out on the second at bat.
Multi-home run game, how special is that for you?
Yeah, they're always good, man. It's especially home run total being low. Like, so, you know, it's definitely cool to get two in a day.
For Peacock tonight, he was leading with the breaking balls, more than fastballs, for most of his outing, then switched. What was the off-speed approach? Was that
I don't know. It's just I don't ever want to we started the game like that. First off, like Brian Dozier is kind of just a friendly reminder of, you know, there's a guy out there with a bat, and you know, George Springer's done it to I don't know how many times this year, leading off the game with a homer, and I just wanted to, you know, not be a freebie, you know, fastball strike to Segura, who's hitting 350 or whatever, close to it. So
Brad Peacock picked up his fifth straight win, going 7 innings and striking out 9 on Tuesday against Seattle. Here's Peacock after the game.
Just felt great. You know, been a little funk getting through the later innings, but me and guys had a great plan tonight. Executed pitches.
Do you feel pretty good? Like you had everything? And
I definitely had the best command I had all year, I think. Just felt good all around. Controlled the slider and dropping the curveball in and working off my fastball.
That's fun.
They'll have some decisions to make, I guess, soon when Dallas comes back. Do you think you put yourself in a good spot here to just keep getting the ball every fifth day?
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'm just, you know, just happy to be here. Happy to have a job here on a first-place team, pitching on a first-place team. Well, that's all you can ask for sure.
You've been in such a good role lately. What do you think is the biggest key to your success so far?
Just being healthy. not having any back problems anymore, and it's feeling good every time out, for sure.
Brandon, taking time out to just kind of sit back on what you've done, this is what you've worked for all your life to be in this position that you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool. Just happy to, you know, help the team out, you know, for sure.
The Astros will look to win the rubber match of this series on Wednesday when they send Charlie Morton to the hill.